tell them, like, shut the fuck up. I'm so upset.
I started recording and shut the fuck up. I'm so upset. So that's how it's going to start from now on. That's going to be our intro for the Uncuts moving forward. I appreciate you being here instead of Shane is in your town. And you ditched out on him to hang out with us.
I did.
That's amazing. But you also know if you make plans with him, there is a 94% chance that he is not showing up.
And I remember that. Also, this is like the busiest week of my life.
Oh, so, really? What's going on? Yeah. What's going on in K-World?
Oh, my God. Like, so much. Where do I even begin? Oh, I don't know why I just said that. That hurt my heart more than anything. I got back from San Diego. It was awesome. I was working. It was great. I love the people I work with, which is so weird. And now I have to get all of the shit ready for Jamaica, plus do this, plus do some YouTube stuff. And I'm just tired and work. I work my other job in between that. So I don't know what life is.
That's insane. You've just been traveling and getting your shit together. Look at you, like a modern working girl. Is that what you are?
I'm like adulting or something.
Are you living right now?
No. I'm living someone's dream.
Who is your favorite coworker and why are they your bestie?
Oh, I don't know. I don't really know any of them that well.
With a coworker.
Because my
friends are work friends.
No. I've had lots of work friends transition to real friends.
Not when you have to.
I thought you were about to say you've had lots of work friends transition genders.
Yeah, they have. And that's why they're my friends in real life now.
Oh.
Yeah. Because at work they're all women. I had nothing to talk about. And they became men. They then became interesting and I would spend time with them.
So you're gay now.
I'm not gay. I just get everything I need. I get everything I need from a man except for sexual pleasure. Like everything even intellectually and emotionally. And sometimes that.
Depending on your mood and how much you've drank.
Yeah, you know,
everyone's cute after so many drinks.
No, what you do is you put a sleeping bag between each other and you just rub your bare dicks against it on either side. And it's not gay that way.
You don't just touch tips?
No. It's like if you touch tips, then it's gay. If there's any crossing of swords whatsoever, you have to legally register as a gay person.
I'm touching my fingertips right now.
I'm rock hard thinking about that.
You're so easy.
Yeah, but there's a lot of weird things that turn me on, and fingers pretending to be penises is, especially when they're really, really far away. Oh, God.
You're kryptonite.
I know it's specific.
Wow, so some little rascal shenanigans really gets you going.
I'm surprised we got off on jacking off this late into the podcast. But while we're on the subject, I just happen to have something to bring up.
Is 5 minutes that late? I don't think so.
Okay. So what porn did we watch this week?
Okay, so I was doing research for the podcast, and obviously meant I was watching porn. And we talked about deepfakes and how they're banned from Reddit and Pornhub and all that stuff, right? So now I wasn't specifically looking for anything. I was looking for a compilation because I just wanted to have like a lot of variety and I didn't know what I was in the mood for. And I was like, okay, compilation video. And I kept coming across compilation. I don't know why I explained that. That's why you watch a compilation video. You know, like,
thank you. I really needed to know. I wasn't sure.
I go through
two sides of it. I didn't know what to do.
I go through so much emotional connection to sex, no matter what I do, is that like I develop relationships with the porn stars. So if they do a video I don't like, I get mad at them for a while and I'll like cheat on them by watching compilations, which makes me feel like I'm cheating on with a bunch of girls. Then I'll go back and apologize. And,
Wait, I don't understand. Like, what would you not like about a video?
Oh, like,
because there's a difference between a video being average and something.
Yeah, you're right. Like, you know what? There's probably a huge long list of things that I would add to there. But currently, the only thing that's come up is a black guy. So.
Oh.
Just that. Yeah. No, just that.
The fact that this is actually the fourth or fifth week with us talking about porn and the uncut.
That's what this podcast is about.
No, see, it's different for me when like a white porn star like gets blacked, I'm like, good. Because that means she is open to sleeping with other races, which means she might sleep with some Asian porn star in the future.
What the fuck are you... Listen, because a girl has jungle fever does not mean she's going to fuck an Asian guy. I thought we liked... I thought we were on to something there. Like, oh, you like watching it because you guys have opposite cocks, but I have the same cock. And I want to... And if I'm watching her fuck a white guy, and I'm like, oh, I have a chance because I know I can give her better. When she fucks a black guy, I'm like, well, it's over. She's had what I can give her, is about as good as she can get it. whatever, like, possible thing I had in there, I'm like, hey, but you haven't gone dark yet. Like, that would be my only in with any porn star. And when they get that taken away from me, that's why I get so upset. It has nothing to do with the attraction of a black man. In fact, I'd rather have black men in porn because I find them more attractive than the white male porn stars.
I like the contrast timeline. In color and texture of skin.
Oh, so you want the guy to have eczema before he fucks? Like, you want him to be ashy? You're like, oh, look at that ashy nigga. Fuck that shit.
No, like, black skin looks different when it's all oiled up from white skin.
Yeah, it looks dirty always, because that's what it is. So says the Mormon Bible. Hashtag MormonCast. That's what this website, that's what this podcast is about Mormons. Today on the podcast, we are drinking Kronenbourg 1664 Blanc. It is fresh and fruity. That'll be this week's varietal. Next week's varietal will be a stout. So if you're playing the drinking game at home, what is wrong with you? Like, reprioritize your life. Why would you play this? There's not even a drinking game
involved. Kronenbourg what?
1664 Blanc.
Okay. Is that also the preferred drink of scanners or not?
Yeah, obviously. Okay, I didn't get that joke. I'm sorry. Can you explain it?
David Cronenberg directed Scanners, the movie where people's heads blow up. Jesus.
Yeah. No, God, no, you can't interrupt Ray. You know the rules. Don't interrupt Ray. If you do, he malfunctions.
Now you have to talk about the porn you watched this week, Kayla.
Oh, anyway, no. I've got to finish my story. So I was looking at compilation videos, not for the reasons that I said. I was doing that all for humor, probably. And I came across a bunch of deepfake ones, like constant deepfake ones. And it doesn't look like Pornhub's doing anything to get rid of them, because all I saw in the compilation section were deepfake compilation after deepfake compilation. Yeah. And I mean,
cool story, bro.
Yeah, like, I'm not complaining. I'm just saying, after they go on this big thing, like, oh, we're shutting this all down, we're getting rid of it, they're not fucking doing anything. So deepfakes are now just going to be a thing because they're being perpetuated on Pornhub. And people make money off that somehow, some way.
So here's the thing. I think they took down a bunch when they announced it, but they're not continuing that effort.
Okay. Because I know overall, like,
over time,
GIFCAT and like some other websites are using machine learning in order to track down and shut down deepfakes.
Oh, that's why everyone is putting it on Arrow Me instead.
Wow. Someone's deep into the culture.
Deep into the deepfakes.
Yeah.
So deep.
We discussed last week about if we had to pick a deepfake, who it would be. But I've thought of more.
Did you now?
Yeah. I want a bunch of Jason Momoa stuff. Just all regular. Jason Momoa just banging porn stars.
Wow.
Yeah, right?
This is your vibe, this podcast.
Oh.
I tell you what.
No, just because Jason Momoa is the closest person in Hollywood who looks exactly like me.
I almost spit beer all over my computer.
Yes. Today's podcast is sponsored by Kronenbourg 1664 Blanc.
Quick change of topic.
Today's podcast fruity. Is also sponsored by a Starbucks smoked butterscotch latte venti size that I splashed on my face.
Drink it you off an Asian.
Bitch drink. That's what you get for ordering that garbage.
No, it's because I didn't put the little green thingy into the thing because I wanted to drink. That's what she said.
No, it's because you didn't. You ordered it splashed on Asian. Can I drink this off an Asian person's face? And they're like, yeah, your own, bitch. And they threw it on you. I thought that'd go over better. It was funnier in my head.
I feel like when I make that request, I should be immune from being one of the possible options for Asian person.
Yeah, but I will say, though, all joking aside, drinking a Starbucks off of an Asian person is probably the best way to do it.
I don't know when you've ever done that.
I actually have done that
in Nam.
In Nam, yeah, I spilled a Vietnamese coffee on a girl and I just licked it right off her. And then I got AIDS because that's what happens if you lick a Vietnamese person. Did you guys hear Fergie singing at the All-Star game?
I sure did not. Didn't. I heard people complain about it.
Oh my God. Do you guys want to watch this video?
Sure. But I mean, that's what you get for getting auto-tuned people to sing things.
Listen, she can sing. She sang songs before that were songs. And they were sung.
Yeah, they say that about Britney Spears sometimes too, but we've all heard her without
auto-tune. She's I've heard her sing without song sings, and she sings songs.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
Before they destroyed her voice with her little.
Oh, yeah, she's always done that, I guess. That's kind of.
They destroyed her voice by making her do that.
They made her do that?
Yeah, because
who's they?
Keto-y. Hollywood. They're just like, we want to make you look super young even though you're of legal age, but we want you to cater to everybody.
We
want
to get in that Lolita market. Yeah, well.
Basically, and then that's why she started talking like that.
Finally, it happened to me right in front of my face. Okay, you guys ready?
Okay. No.
No, where is it?
Oh, oh, it's in the disco.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, ready. 3, 2, 1.
To perform the Star Spangled Banner is an acclaimed singer.
Who's this? This guy's voice is even worse. Winner from Hacienda Heights. Why is no one making fun of this lispy motherfucker?
Like, he has his nose plugged.
Oh my glasses. Yeah. I must have misplaced them.
It sounds like a young kid trying to do an impression of what he thinks an old man would sound like when he's like calling in for himself. Can you see? Rip remix.
Isn't this how most like
wrong song?
No, isn't this how most female celebrities cover the national anthem?
Oh, with a jazz band? No, they do not cover it with a jazz band and change the medley
in a slutty way.
Slutty is fine. She has weird proportions. She's huge shoulders.
She's singing it like the song Fever.
Yeah, she is, and that's not who she is. She is a Fergie. And she's here to love you a long time. That's a song. Remember that time she had a single? He's laughing. Chance the Rapper's like, what the fuck is this? Even Anthony Anderson's like, oh, my country is burning now. It's like, this is worse than Colin Kaepernick. She's scatting.
I heard her say gape.
Yep.
More porn talk.
Well, yeah, I'm looking for deep fakes at the same time as this.
Look at his... No. Their faces of the players are disappointed. They don't want to play tonight. Steph Curry wants to leave. He's like, this is not the country my father died for.
They look like they want to get sent back, if you know what I mean.
There's a guy yawning. No, his mouth is just hanging out because he's like, what the actual... He's laughing. They're like, what the actual fuck is this? Oh my God, Jimmy Kimmel's laughing his dick off. Look at her. She's so proud of herself for fucking up the anthem.
She thinks it's so good. Oh.
Uh-oh. Oh no! Oh my God!
Yo, let's play some b-ball.
She's like, that is the best thing I've ever done in my life.
Enjoy your hockey.
All of the news today. Yeah. Get that there puck in the face.
Oh my God. She really thought that was the most horrifying thing I've ever seen. And she thought she fucking nailed that shit. She's so proud of herself.
I wish I felt like that ever in my life for anything.
Yeah, I've never had that much self-confidence in doing something well.
That was like a mic drop, like nothing that.
Well, you know what?
She got on Twitter today.
I was doing some research, and it turns out Fergie used to be a meth addict. And like,
yeah, and she pissed herself on stage too.
Yeah, so
those are the two things that everybody knows about her.
So, well, I had to do research to find that out, but it explains because she has clearly relapsed, And this is what happens.
No.
Clearly. Look
There's
at her.
Too much meat on her bones to have relapsed.
No, man, that's the only way I'll explain why she was so confident in that dog shit performance of Scatman Crothers' rendition. Flag, it's popping. You know the flag, it waves. Spackle, spackle. She sounded like a Canadian who kind of knew the words and was trying to like get through it by covering it up with scat. That's what that sounded like.
Dude, yeah. Like, the national anthem barely has a melody.
That being said, it is now our theme song.
Yeah, I don't understand how she, like, how did she accomplish butchering something that barely has a tune to begin with?
Yeah, like,
by trying to make it sound good.
I've seen people criticize her and compare her to other people, but a lot of the other people that did badly just didn't know the words. Like, they forgot the words and tried to cover it up and it looked stupid. Right? Christina Aguilera, that one dude, Smokey Robinson or whatever. And it's not Smokey Robinson, but I'm like, that one Smokey Robinson fan out there is gonna get pissed. He never failed it. How dare you? But like, you know, they usually just forget the words. It's not really their issue. But this was just like a whole like during the fucking prep for the show, no one pulled her aside and was like, hey, you from Louisiana? You fucking BB King? Why the fuck are you trying to jazz up the American anthem? What is wrong with you? And see how we call it the American anthem and not the national anthem because it's not our nation?
Word.
Cue air horn. I want to get a sound clip from that Fergie thing and use it as like a sound drop occasionally. Yeah, anytime that I sing on this podcast and you guys get upset, you can start just playing that over me. And I can't get any worse.
Let's get it started.
Oh, God.
I'm gonna sing the piece.
See, I don't think that she's a bad singer, but she's a pop singer who tried to make the song her own.
Yeah.
It's not her song, though.
She's not a brilliant singer, though.
She's not allowed to play with that song.
She's in the middle. No. Americans don't like when you touch their things and change them.
Who's like a high-tier, like, classic pop artist?
Britney Spears, I'll go back to, just because I don't know a ton about pop.
Britney, bitch.
So yeah, Britney Spears.
If Shania Twain covered it, how would you feel?
If she made it
like Shania Twain now or Shania Twain in her glory? Because she sings different now.
Yeah, she does. She can't do what she used to be able to do.
Okay, in her glory.
Yeah, I'd be okay with her singing it. Not like that, though.
Yeah, but if she like came out, if Shania Twain did a jazz rendition of the American anthem, a Canadian country singer came out and did a jazz rendition of an American anthem, I would have shot her. And I love her. She's still beautiful. I feel like whoever hedged their bets on that one just like knew it. I actually had a teacher who looked like a chubby version of her, but she was a huge bitch, so I hated her. But I would have been real nice to her because she kind of looked like Shania Twain. Oh my God. Did you guys hear that the world's ending?
Every day.
We're running out of chicken.
Oh, ew, I don't care about chicken.
How can we run out of chicken? We breed them.
Well, apparently Britain's KFCs are all out of damn chicken.
Oh, yeah, I heard that. That's because they get that top off bucket thing and all the fat people are eating it all.
Yeah, and there's tons of fat people in the UK, which means I should go there for more acceptance. Actually, true. I've been secretly dieting to piss off Shane. And
are you going to get your abs before he gets his abs?
Well, so for sure. Well, physiologically, he's built for abs, right? I'm not. But I'm just going to do it anyway to show him I'm better than him.
I support that.
Okay, so Chris D'Elia did this one thing. We'll get back to chicken in a second. Because you know this nigga ain't abandoning fried chicken. But Chris D'Elia, like one of his buddies was like texting his new outfit that he got. And he was like bragging about it. And was like, yeah, I'm going to go do the set in this fucking dope outfit. I'm going to look so fly. So Chris D'Elia went out and bought the exact same outfit and he was headlining. So everyone thought that guy just like ripped off Chris D'Elia and just to fuck with him on his big night. I'm like, that is fucking brilliant. So I'm going to dress like Shane. I'm going to surprise Shane and show up on his doorstep dressed like him with a faux hawk and everything.
Can I be there to watch?
Yeah, you can.
Hilarious.
You should put it on Twitch under IRL.
Yeah, I will. And not only that, I'm going to pretend to be him for a whole day. I'm going to grab at his... Thankfully, him and his fiance live in an affectionless relationship, so I don't have to cross any boundaries when it comes to handling her. But I'm going to fucking sleep in his bed and shit in his toilet, I'll tell you that much. Dressed like him and making a bunch of plans I never follow up through on. You son of a bitch!
You're so triggered.
All right, so... KFC, 900 KFCs all over England have had to shut their doors because they ran out of chicken. That left 600 KFCs all without family buckets. And the problem was because of the shipping magnates, DHL, who didn't get all their shit there. I don't know how it worked, but they just didn't get the deliveries all the way through. But the fact is that one shipping company, DHL, is responsible for all the chicken in Britain. Shows what a delicate... Well, not all the chicken, but all the KFC chicken. So what a delicate ecosystem KFC is, and something we need to really appreciate. Mother Nature gave us something beautiful in Kentucky Fried Chicken. We need to honor that and value it. And it wasn't because of fat people eating it all, Kayla, you bitch. This was this was a shipping error, yeah, damn it. But I actually think that this was done on purpose. Hear me out. There's been a lot of talk about refugees. And what color are refugees? Come on.
Not the right color.
Exactly, niggers. So how?
Oh my!
You're gonna you have to laugh away from the microphone because you are blowing out people's ears.
I'm sorry.
They okay. So how do you get rid of all the niggers?
Send them to the moon.
What? Well, how do you get them there? You'd have to put fried chicken there. So what if you want to get them out of somewhere? You get rid of all the fried chicken.
I don't support this conversation.
They will starve to death. They don't know what to do. Next, there's going to be a lack of shipping of watermelons, and then everyone's doomed. This is Britain's aggravated steps to get rid of their black population, and they're doing it in a very underhanded way. It's almost like in 1961 when we had a rice shortage in Alberta, and they got rid of like thousands of Asians because of it. Was that what happened?
There was a rice shortage?
No, sorry, not in 1956? No, that was the internment camps you guys had to stay in even after World War II. Gotcha, sorry. That's what got rid of all those Asians.
Yeah.
You guys were dying in concentration camps in Vancouver that the Canadian government refuses to talk about. See, and only apologized for in 1986.
That was targeted at Japanese people, but did they just grab any Asian?
Oh, can you even tell the difference? You're about as slant-eyed as it comes. And if I showed you a picture of a Vietnamese...
Koreans are lumpy, is the best way I can describe their shape. They are lumpy.
They give me lumps in my pants when I watch those K-pop videos. The boys and the girls. You know, one of the sexiest things I've ever seen was those transformation videos. Karma's a bitch. Have you guys seen this meme?
No.
All right. So Karma's a bitch is this thing where they take this clip from a song and it has a drop and it shows them just in regular clothes. And then when they have the drop, they pull something over their face and use that as a transition to them like all dolled up and showing how hot they actually are. All right. Anyone getting behind this?
No. Nope.
So you guys have literally no idea what I'm talking about.
I have no idea what you're talking about. I do not watch K-pop.
I just thought that was a YouTube tutorial. I don't know what's going on.
I need to find like a good compilation of it. So many, you want to get on the Karma's a bitch internet meme? And while you're doing that, bitch, you don't need to speak out loud to do this. So Trump has a new dating site called Trump.dating. I've signed up for an account. They've kicked me off the minute I uploaded a profile picture because they're like, no, you're not the right kind of Canadian. They're only sending us their Browns and their rapists and their bad ones. I'm not that though. But how do you think that's going to go? Do you think Trump.dating is going to be a successful site or will it be mercilessly trolled? And if not, can we do trolling on that every week and catfish a bunch of Trump supporters? Because I would love to do that.
It'll definitely get trolled.
Can I post a bunch?
Aren't girl Trump supporters pretty attractive though?
Oh, yeah, they're all super hot. I'm going on there purely for pussy. I'm saying if I control dudes at the same time, that'd be awesome. Because imagine all, like, if you want a girl to hate fuck you, what better place to go to than Trump.com? You can find girls that are, like, you know, that want to get naughty with something that they hate. And that way, you know that there's no commitment. They'll definitely abort your child, even though they're pro-life, because they'd rather die than have a black baby. And you could also you could also trigger a bunch of people at the same time.
My triggers.
I actually want to go through. I want to do like a scientific study on this and like go through and like rate the hotness of the Trump dating members versus like other sites like Farmers Only or Rigor Love. For those who misheard me, that's Rigor Love, which means like people who work on the rigs.
Like I thought.
Oh my god!
Meant like rigor mortis.
Oh no, that's really specific. I think that's only in death. I think that might only be in death, which means that it might be they're looking for something else. Just purenecrophilia.com. Yeah, rigor.com for girls that want boyfriends that work that make a lot of money that work with their hands and are away most of the time, so they can have sex with brown guys that they hate on the internet. Apparently, you know, like that. But as far as dating sites go, I think we should all sign up for accounts. How do you guys feel about that?
I don't know. What if someone actually falls for, like, really, really falls?
So what if the worst case scenario is that you fall in love with someone who has different political ideas?
No, someone else. What you? I mean,
yeah, they're all gonna fall in love with me when they get to know me for my personality and see my pictures.
No, you're brown.
Yeah, but I'll Photoshop myself to look white, and then when I develop a relationship with white them, face. I will send them a. I'll send them the pictures of me and be like, actually, these were digitally edited. I'm actually brown, and then they'll kill themselves or something. I'm not sure what will happen.
Problem solved.
Oh wow, that's how you want to go about it. You're dark. I'd feel bad about it. Well, that leads me to my next site, which is necrophilia.com. Now that we have the bodies, we can sign up and crack a cold one with the boys, if you know what I mean. Okay, let's open up that Karma's a Bitch meme. You guys got it ready?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1. Asians. Oh, that's pretty insane. I mean, come on.
I want to do this.
Yeah, right?
Except I would not ever be hot like that.
You start off looking like this guy with the mustache.
Karma's a bitch. Totally.
Is that what why are bowl cuts sexy in Korea? Like, a lot of the guys, it's like a holy damn, god damn it, dude.
Oh, what?
Why are there so many bowl cuts in Korea?
Because it's easy.
Yeah, I guess so. Some of these aren't really good translations.
Whoa!
I think I might be a couple's. Oh, there's a chick.
I think I know that guy.
The black one? The black one?
Oh shit, it's a Benjamin Button.
Don't you mean like a Benjamin. China? Chinese?
Oh, the fails.
That's great. Every Asian guy has a bowl cut. It's insane.
I don't have a bowl cut.
Every Asian guy has a bowl cut. You gotta get on it. This nigga has good hair, though. What's with the throat tattoos for Korean guys? And then, okay, that guy's transitioned. He turns into a bowl cut. That's what the transitions are. These are guys transition themselves into bowl cuts.
That girl had a ponytail and glasses. We know that's what makes girls ugly.
So I'm so into that, though. It's weird. That gives me boners with my penis.
So it's like the main people using this are plain / moderately cute girls who turn themselves into thoughts.
What are thoughts?
Like
things you think about?
No, I did not think about that.
Listen, I'm digitally photoshopping my face to be white right now for TrumpSupporters.com. Trump.dating.
Is that your opening? You're going to do one of these where you're
yeah. Right, I'm like, hey, karma's a bitch, and I do it, and my skin's white. Yeah. That's the only difference. No, I have a bowl cut.
Yeah, well, naturally.
Yeah, obviously. Goddamn.
You should hold a gun, too, because, you know.
Yeah, there's a lot of hard ass Korean dudes with bowl cuts and throat tattoos. Apparently, that's like the thing right now. Okay, final thing I wanted to talk about, and this is, you know, we try to joke around. We talk about like a lot of like goofy things, but there's a lot of craziness going on in the world. We need to be a lot more aware of what is happening socially, because we're a lot more like, would you guys agree that we're a lot more socially conscious as like a people?
What, like just us three?
No, not us three. I mean, like in society as whole. Jesus. Are we more thoughtful? Fucking 4 minutes of silence. I'm not even ending that out. I'm leaving that in a full minute and a half of silence. And people are like, oh, people are going to go into their phones and be like, oh, did my iPod stop? Did my headphones disconnect? So it's like, the no, crickets. These are the least thoughtful motherfuckers. Go on.
I don't know what a thought is.
Yeah, that's what those Korean chicks turn into, apparently.
Yeah. Don't you know the lingo these days?
Wait, what does it stand for?
That hoe over there. You're of a darker persuasion. Why don't you know this? This
Jesus.
Rappers have been singing about this forever.
That's one of them Negro words. Why doesn't a regular Negro know that one? Oh, no. Fuck you, Ray. I don't come out here speaking full Japanese and be like, time to translate, Chinaman.
I mean, I could.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I sure, you could.
But, you know.
But you know what? I think Japanese people get half of their own language incorrect. I think they're faking a lot of confidence in those lines, and they're just mostly guessing. Okay, so two kids. This is what we got to talk about. We got to talk about children. And we know that children have been under attack lately, and it is an epidemic. And I think we need to talk about what we can do about it. So the story, you know, if you guys don't know, is two kids got busted wearing a giant trench coat trying to sneak into Black Panther by sitting on the other one's shoulders. Now, they...
I'm sorry, did he work at the job factory?
BoJack Horseman forever. This is... I think Black Panther is a great movie, and I think a lot of people are going to want to see it. I know what it's like to be a broke kid, and buying one ticket for two kids is great, because sometimes you get money to go, but you don't get, like, your parents will give you enough money to go to the movies. They're not going to give you enough money to pay for you and your friend, because they're brown and they don't understand generosity and they're fucking cheap, but they'll do it for your sister.
Okay. It's all gonna be okay.
So you try to finagle these tickets where, like, you know, you'd wait until there's another friend there, and then you buy your ticket and you get the other friend to like toss it out the back door, and the buddy like chase in the wind and try to catch it and sneak around in. I know how these things work. For kids to actually go on top of one another's shoulders and try to get in, I say these kids deserve the movie. I would have bought them a fucking ticket myself. I wouldn't have bested them. I would have just shaken the tall, 13-foot-tall man's hand and been like, you go right on in there. In fact, you take two seats just for fun in case you want to lie sideways really awkwardly.
Because, yeah, we never see these little rascals, Dennis the Menace type shenanigans.
No! Kids are lazy.
Like, side pods.
Kids are holding fake guns and then they get, like, lynched or something instead.
Or they eat Tide Pods.
Kids are throwing jackets over themselves and getting tattoos on their neck and bowl cuts.
My youth.
You know, yeah.
Okay, has someone actually eaten a Tide Pod? I didn't pay attention.
Okay, so true story.
So many people have eaten Tide Pods.
So I was at summer camp every summer since I was born because my parents don't love me. But I felt like I developed a lot as a person there because you sleep in a tent with eight guys for like 2 months. it smelled... And I wasn't kidding. These are like actually military ration tents that we were sleeping in little bunks. And it smelled like what you would expect it to smell like. Especially with little boys, you know, they're fucking dirty. So
So it smelled like Bryan Singer's house.
Whoa.
Oh my God. Yeah. Yeah. We just called the bathrooms Bryan Singer's dick instead, because that's what they smelled like.
Oh, it hurts.
So I would take handfuls of Tide, and I'd throw it up in the air like fucking Kobe Bryant LeBron James before a game, and like let it rain down. I'd throw it in people's faces like fucking Yokozuna with the salt. I would just carry around Tide all over. I'd like pull it out of like baggies in my jacket and be like, hey, you got any? I'm like, yeah, I got some. I like cut open the little side of the baggie, pour it into a little pouch, throw them, like toss them, like, how much? Like, don't worry about it. First one's free. You know, everyone had to do laundry. Everyone had something they need to clean up. You know, I was a dealer for dish soap.
hate so, you so much.
Yeah, I know. I was pretty cool at camp. So I would do this thing where I'd smell it every morning so I could get the smell of like seven other sweaty boys out of my nostrils. And because it was summertime in southern country where we're from, and it was like 98 degrees humidity and shit. It was a fucking swamp. So I would sniff it a lot. And then one dude fucking pushed my head down. I was taking my big morning whiff and I snorted like a shitload of Tide. And yeah, that gave me permanent brain damage. And I am the way I am today because of that. So when I see kids doing the Tide Pod Challenge, I know where this leads. It leads to permanent brain damage and even death. And that's true. And I highly encourage it. I think it's a really good way to weed out a lot of the dumber ones. There's a lot of Logan Paul support. I guarantee you, if we pulled all the major YouTubers and we found out which of their supporters did the Tide Pod Challenge the most, I guarantee you Logan or Jake Paul or Matthew Paul or whatever the fuck their names are, their supporters would have done it the most. And I am for sure pro letting them die. Kayla, how do you feel?
I agree with everything but letting them die, I guess.
You want them to get like toxically sick and spend thousands on medical
I want people to stop being fucking stupid and doing stupid shit on YouTube because the people they look up to who are stupid people are doing stupid shit.
Like, you didn't think about it though. The first thing I said when I saw a Tide Pod was like, I'm gonna eat one of those.
No, that is not. I've never ever thought that about a Tide Pod.
The concept of people doing stupid shit because people they look up to do it is like the whole basis of the modern internet. Like, look at that ice challenge from a couple years ago. Like, everyone did it because famous people did it.
Yeah, but that didn't fucking kill you.
I mean, if you had
like, ALS does kill.
If your best friend jumped off a cliff, would you?
Yeah,
that I mean,
mean something, man.
Are we jumping off a cliff to escape, like,
to die.
Immigrants?
Who have no jobs. Wow. Like,
not bears, but immigrants.
How you feeling today, Trump? Good boy.
It's so funny that the two colored people on this podcast make fun of colored people, and the one white girl we got, all their Starbucks over there, is all like, you guys don't understand the struggle of the Asian people.
Do not.
You guys don't understand the pride of the noble Chippewa.
What is a Chippewa?
There's so many things I can say right now.
Oh god.
Chippewa was one of the 26 tribes of the Cree people, or sorry, the Plains people, who were eventually taken over and murdered by the Cree and the Dene and something else. No, that was the East Coast. I don't know. I honestly don't know.
Oh, I felt bad for the Dene because they had to make nukes, but I guess I shouldn't feel bad. It cancels each other out.
They had to make nukes?
Yeah, it was in Metal Gear.
Oh, I God mean, it damn it, you mother.
It wasn't history. No, it's real.
Yeah, you know that documentary video game, Metal Gear Solid, set in the year 2030.
The alternate history video game.
Of the future. The
alternate
history.
Onion, it means it's true.
Yep. You know, the Onion is about actually the Onion is batting like 500 right now. All those old articles that were like joke articles are all coming true. Are,
like, true now. Yeah.
Like, they had one that was
they
like
were predicting the future.
Senate shuts down reasonable gun legislation after another horrific like mass murder or something like that. Like, getting like it was something very basic and it actually happened. And I was like, oh, great. So now there's this page that's resharing Onion memes or Onion articles when they become true.
Oh,
okay. There's the Dene, which is Canadian. And then there's the Dene, which is the Navajo people. I meant the Navajo people.
Listen, I don't care about any of the Navajos.
Nah. Where my Navajo over there.
Oh my god, I grew up like at a native reserve. I don't know why I never walked into a room and was like, where are my Navajos at? Like, I feel like that was such a missed opportunity.
You would have got murdered.
Whatever, it'd be worth it. I want to get, honestly, if I had the time machine technology, everyone has that one moment in time they go back to like stop something from happening, you know, I would go back in time and stop. I would go back in time and actually do that. But before, if I didn't think of that idea, I would go back in time and stop Salmon from being born.
Wow.
I mean, I cannot disagree with that.
Ironically, though, not anything personal. I'm going to miss you. I love you. But It'll stop global warming somehow, and I don't know what the chain event is that causes that. I don't know what the butterfly effect is, but for whatever reason, if you're not born, everyone really gets climate science, and there's like no.
I mean, if I'm not born because you changed the past, it would ripple through, and you wouldn't even remember me, so you couldn't miss me.
Whoa! Unless it's one of those like Cloverfield paradoxes in which it doesn't make any fucking sense. Let's get to movie shit. Are you guys ready to get to the podcast? I'm fired up.
Let's do it.
All right. Thanks, everyone. Listen to this uncut. You can. How do I end these things? I don't even remember how I ended uncut.
Say pew pew and some other stuff.
No, man. They say pew pew at the end of Bushido Talk. There's a girl.
We're all fucking weird. Bye.
That's racist. And until next time, we remain weird as fuck.